I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Older adults can have a tougher time dealing with heat and humidity. Dr. Joshua Mixon is here to provide details about hot weather safety for older adults. Dr. Mixon is an internist and geriatrician at MUSC. Dr. Mixon, why does excessive heat in the summertime potentially pose increased health risks to older adults versus the general population of adults?
Our bodies use two major ways to cool down in the heat. One is to sweat, and one is to actually shift blood out to our skin to release heat that way. So in all ages, losing fluid from sweating and the shift of that blood can lower our blood pressure. But in older adults, we know that the amount of sweating and the rate of sweating actually go down over time as we age. And our time to start sweating is actually delayed as we age as well. There's also changes in our blood flow over time as we age, and there's typically less ability to send blood out to the skin with changes in our nervous system. So all of that together places older adults at an increased risk of having health issues in the heat.
What are some of the symptoms of overheating?
Some of the common symptoms of overheating are going to be feeling weak, lightheaded, dizzy, nausea, developing a headache. In certain situations, people can actually have confusion. In those cases, that would be considered a medical emergency, and the person should call 911 or go to the emergency department.
Are there certain medical conditions or even medicines that might also put older adults at increased risk from excessive heat?
There are. So people with heart conditions such as heart failure, kidney disease, and people with diabetes are going to be at higher risk of having problems in the heat. Medication-wise, the major class of medications is going to be blood pressure medications, especially those that are diuretics or those that help remove fluid from the body. Those will be placing people at increased risk of dehydration in the heat.
Is dehydration risk increased in older adults?
It is. So as we age, our kidneys get smaller with less blood flow, and the kidneys are very important for maintaining hydration and fluid and electrolyte balance. And our thirst drive, our thirst response goes down as well with aging, which can place older adults at increased risk of dehydration.
What can older adults do when it's super hot outside to protect themselves?
So want to remember to drink plenty of fluids before going outside in the heat, while you're outside and after getting back inside. Taking things slow, especially with physical activity, it takes our body time to get used to a hot environment. Taking frequent breaks when you're physically active. And then when you're outside, finding areas of shade to cool down. And once you're back inside, air conditioning or a fan to try to stay cool as well.
Dr. Mixon, thanks for this information about hot weather safety for older adults.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.